entrails to the fire. Where's Marco? Is he here? Marco, you want to lead Jai Radha Madhava? Yeah, bring your harmonium up here. Give him a microphone also. Huh? Just Jai Radha Madhava, sing the whole song. Yeah. Can you play? Yeah. I think you can. Misha, give him a microphone. Okay. So today is the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Nrisingha Dev. Sri Nrisingha Bhagavan ki jai. Sri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai.
Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janavanava Jayongiri Varadari Jayongiri Varadari
Hey, 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 Gopir Janavanava
Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Madhava Kunja
Bihari Jaya Vishnupad Paramahans Parivajakacharja Astotra Satra Sri Sriman His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahans Parivajakacharya Astotra Satra Sri Sriman. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavind Ki. Sri Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki. Shri Rup Sanatan Bhattaraganath, Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunath Sad Goswami Ki, Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina, Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki, Ji Brindavan Dham Ki, Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki, Shri Ayodhya Dham Ki, Shri Ahovalam Dham Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Jamuna Mai Ki, Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Ki, Sri Sri Gornitai Ki, Sri Sri Panchatattva Ki, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Sri Giridaj Maharaj Ki, Sri Sri Nishringadev Bhagavan Mahamahotsava Ki, Sri Prahlad Nishringadev Ki, Sri Lakshmi Nishringa Bhagavan Ki, Nithai, 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 Ghor Premanandehi. Glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So the verse we'll chant is Canto 7, Chapter 5. Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, we'll do verse 32, and I'll read verse 30 and 31 for the class. Naisammatastaru urukramam grim sprisadanartha pagamo yadartaha Mahiya Sampara Rajo Visekam Niskin Chananam Navrinita Yadvatam na sammatasthavar urukraman grim sprisat yatartha pagamo yarartha mahiya sampara rajo visekam niskinchananam avrinita yadvatam na sammatisthavar urukraman grim sprisad yanartha pagamoya artaha mahiya sampara rajo bisekam niskinchananam navrinita yadvatam Ladies. Esham, of these, Mati, the consciousness, Tavat, that long, Urukram Angrim, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous for performing uncommon activities, Sprisati, does touch anartha of unwanted things, apagama, the disappearance, yat, of which, artha, the purpose, mahiyasam, of the great souls, the mahatmas, or devotees, Padaraja, the dust of the lotus feet. Abhishekam, consecration. Niskinchananam, of devotees who have nothing to do with this material world. Na, not. Vrinita, may accept. Yadvat, as long as. So, Prahlad Maharaj spoke about philosophical things when his father asked him, why, what is the best thing you have learned in school today? He basically told him, my dear father, that those who are attached to material life, they struggle very hard, and they just fall in the deep, dark well of materialistic household life. And unless someone comes along who is a great soul to throw them a rope and pull them out, they simply suffer. Better they leave that whole situation and go to Vrindavan and then worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. After hearing that, Hiranyakashipu was somewhat puzzled. How is it that my son is being taught this? Where did he get this from? It must be his teachers, Sunda and Amarka. So he summons both of the teachers and says, why are you teaching this stuff? He says, we're not teaching this. He's speaking this stuff all the time. We don't know where he got it from. So Hiranyakashipu says, take him back and teach him in the right way. So they do, but they try. And Prahlad Maharaj can't understand, nor does he, and he's interested in what they're teaching. And for every opportunity he gets, he speaks to his classmates about the goal of life, about the importance of worshiping the Lord. And now the teachers again find out that, you know, he's deviant. So they take him to his father again and said, you know, we can't do anything with him. And so his father now is instructing him again about how to become a good demon and how to follow the rules of demonology. So many things on how to destroy your enemies, how to become powerful, how to become famous. Prahlad Maharaj is respectful to his father. He actually loves his father, although his father is Asurya Bhaja. He's demon number one. Prabhupada said, atheist number one. He loves his father, so he's respectfully listening to his father speak things that really cause him pain. And then when he's done, Prahlad Maharaj replies, and this is the previous two verses I'll read, and then I'll read today's verse. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclination towards Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. A blind man guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch. Materially attached men, led by another material attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruit of labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Today's verse. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined to a materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from the, from material contamination. So Prahlada Maharaj speaks these three verses and then Prabhupada's purport. Becoming Krishna conscious brings about anartha apagama, the disappearance of all anarthas, the miserable conditions we have unnecessarily accepted. The material body is the basic principle of these unwanted material conditions. The entire Vedic civilization is meant to relieve one from these unwanted miseries. But persons bound by the laws of nature do not know the destination of life. As described in the previous verse, Ishyatantram Urudami Badam, they are conditioned by the three strong modes of material and nature. The education that keeps the conditioned soul bound life after life is called material education. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that material education expands the influence of Maya. Such an education induces the conditioned soul to be increasingly attracted to materialistic life and to stray further and further away from liberation from unwanted miseries. One may ask why highly educated persons do not take to Krishna consciousness. The reason is explained in this verse. Unless one takes shelter of the bona fide, fully Krishna conscious spiritual master, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. The educators, scholars, and big political leaders worshipped by millions of people cannot understand the goal of life and take to Krishna consciousness, for they have not accepted a bona fide spiritual master and the Vedas. Therefore, the Mundaka Upanishad says, Nayam atma pavachanena labhyo na media na bahu srutena. One cannot become self-realized simply by having an academic education or by presenting lectures in an erudite way. Pravachanena labhya, or being very intelligent scientist who discovers many wonderful things. One cannot understand Krishna unless one is graced by the Supreme Personality of God. Only one who is surrendered to the pure devotee of Krishna and taking the dust of his lotus feet can understand Krishna. First, one must understand how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The only means is to become Krishna conscious. And to become Krishna conscious is very easily. One must take shelter of a realized soul, a Mahatma, Mahat, one whose only interest is to engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. As it says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas tumam partam daivi prakriti asritaha bhajantyane o manasom yatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Prita, Krishna speaking, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Therefore, to end the unwanted miseries of life, one must become a devotee. Yasyati bhakti bhagavati akinchina sarvai gunas tatra samastate sura. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and all the demigods. Yasya devi para bhaktir yata devi tata guru tasyaita katitar dhyatam prakasanatam mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So here the point is made, not just faith in the Lord or not just faith in the spiritual master, with faith in both. Yam evaisya srinuti tenya labdhyas tasyaita atma vinuti tanusvam. The Lord is obtained only by one whom he chooses. This is a nice... The Lord is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person he manifests his own form. That's from the Mundaka Upanishads. These are the Vedic injunctions. One must take shelter of a self-realized spiritual master, not a materially educated scholar or politician. One must take shelter of a niskinchana, A person engaged in devotional service and free from material contamination. This is the way to return home, back to Godhead. Om Gyan Timurandasya Ginajana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadammayam Dadati Swampadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But Prahlada Maharaj, he's not afraid. He's surrounded by demons. His father is a very malicious person. His father's only concern is to make his son like him. And you see that in the material world. The parents want to make the children like them. Or to follow what they're doing and like that. So if you become a Hare Krishna devotee, you just like as Rani Kashyapu said, you become like a disease in the family. Sometimes the family wants to disown you, throw you out, kick you out of the will. I remember there was a devotee. A very nice devotee. His father was Croatian, his mother was French. And his mother was dying. His father had already left the planet, and she was extremely wealthy. And she was dying, and she didn't like her son becoming a Hare Krishna, so she left all the money to the opera theater. Opera theater. See, if you become a devotee, you lose everything material. But you gain one thing, which nobody else can replace. You gain the opportunity for the lotus feet of the Lord. The lotus feet of the Lord are the complete safe shelter, free from all disturbances caused by the material energy. Prahlada Maharaj is there. He's at the lotus feet of the Lord. And he's fully... He's not just taking shelter and he's concerned about himself. He's actually just as concerned about himself becoming Krishna conscious. His father also. He wants his father to become a devotee. He's compassionate. He's saying, he's preaching like this, not because he wants to show how much knowledge he knows or to make his father angry. It's not his reason. He's hoping his father will become a little bit changed if he hears the truth. But his father can't hear anything because it says here that one who is bound up by the strong cords of material energy and attached to fruitive results by their own efforts, by the efforts of others, and by a combination of both cannot become Krishna conscious. And then Prahlada Maharaj goes on and ends with this verse. Unless one takes shelter of a person who is completely freed from all material contamination and is fully situated at the lotus feet of the Lord, only that person can bring one to the goal of life. It's really a fundamental principle that Krishna is not so easily approached. But he is easily approached through his devotee. His pure devotee makes the path back to Krishna easy and pleasing. Both easy and pleasing. He gives us a little instructions. Turn your mind away from the happiness of this material world. That's a prerequisite. although one may still be looking towards material world for some satisfaction, some stability in life, some happiness, something. The Shastra says, forget about that. That's not real. It's just, it's what everybody else is doing and not getting anything from it. And it's not very hard to see. Devotees who are fixed in Krishna consciousness can see the materialistic people are suffering. They're struggling. They're working hard. They're trying to enjoy something that is not enjoyable. They get a little relief from their vicious suffering, and then they just plant more suffering by trying to engage in the same activity more and more. Prahlad Maharaj has realized in this. He's a Mahabhagavat. He can see this. He's compassionate. He doesn't want his father. He's hoping that his father will somehow be a little bit changed. But at the same time, he also knows he's not going to change. But let me try. Sometimes it's like that. We know people are just so attached to their foolish ways. Prabhupada would use an example of a monkey and how they catch monkeys in India. And this is a really interesting way how they catch monkeys in India. They cut a hole in the tree and they put some little fruit or something that the monkey likes inside the hole. But the hole is just big enough for the monkey to get his hand in. And then when he grabs it, and he tries to pull his hand out, because he makes a fist, he can't get his hand out, and the hole's too small for him. So the monkey-like people of this material world, they get caught by the material energy and suffer life after life. They just let go. But they can't let go. Why? As it says in the previous verse, they're bound by the strong cords of material, and they continue in materialist-like suffering, life after life after life. And Prahlad Maharaj, he wants to somehow or other make his devotee, his father, something better than he actually is. He knows, he calls him Asurya Bhajya. Oh, my dear father, number one demon. Yeah, he not only addresses him, he gives him some praise. Not only are you a demon, but you're the best. I mean, if you're going to be good at anything, you might as well be the best. I mean, if you want to be something, you might as well be the best at whatever you're doing. So he's the best of all demons. I guess he considers that a praise when his son tells him he's the best of all demons. So that's Prahlad Maharaj. So he's preaching. But here's the point is, that one cannot get out of this cycle of birth and death. And he uses a nice analogy. Unless one smears, the word smears, the dust of the lotus feet of a great soul upon their body and takes that dust as their life and soul, there's no hope to reach the lotus feet of the Lord. The great souls, they carry Krishna within their heart. When Durvasa Muni offended Maharaj Ambarish, and then the Lord threw his chakra at Ambarish, at Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni was in trouble. He fled all over the universes, couldn't escape the chakra of the Lord. He went to Brahma Loka. Brahma said, it's Vishnu's chakra. He went to Shiva Loka. Shiva was he's an expansion of Lord Shiva. Shiva said, you're in trouble. I can't help you. You have to go see Vishnu. If you fall at his feet, beg for his mercy, he may pardon you. But you are in trouble. You have offended his pure devotee. So he went, and he fell at the lotus feet of the Lord. And he said, you know, take your chakra away from me. But the Lord said, I can't do that. I don't have that power. Isn't that interesting? The Lord said to him, I don't have the power to withdraw my own chakra. What was the Lord was saying? He said, because you have offended my devotee. And he's quoted that famous verse. Do you remember the Sanskrit? The devotees are in my heart. Saduma, sadayam. The pure devotees are in my heart, and I'm in the heart of my pure devotees. I know no one but my devotee, and my devotee knows no one with me. The Lord said, only if he forgives you will my chakra desist. And that was interesting. And Durvasa Muni, although he went to Vishnu for help, Vishnu said, I'm powerless. Because my devotee loves me, and I love my devotee more than anything, then because you have offended him, only if he excuses you can I excuse you. I can't do that. It's amazing when you think about it. The Lord is actually saying, I'm helpless. When Prabhupada was leaving the planet in his last days, towards the end, he spoke on Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Nrisingadev. Prabhupada fixed his mind on Prahlad Maharaj and his prayers to Lord Nrisingadev as one of the moods that he was cultivating before leaving the world. These prayers are in the 9th chapter of this particular canto. And Prahlad Maharaj is just full of absorption into Krishna and absorbed in compassion for the conditioned souls. So here it just showed this verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj along with the two previous verses. And this verse is a culmination of the two previous verses, which says ultimately that only by the mercy of a pure devotee can the Lord be achieved. It's very important to understand this. Sometimes we want to go directly to the Lord. We recite prayers to the Lord. We recite prayers to... And we should do that. We should honor the Lord. We should pray to the Lord. We should beg for His mercy. We should glorify the Lord. Because that is the essence of our success. But all these prayers and attempts are only made successful when the pure devotee is pleased. Only. Otherwise, even though they are done sincerely, they stop at a certain point. If the pure devotee somehow... The pure devotee is really easily pleased. He's very easily pleased. What pleases the pure devotee? If we're humble. If we humbly try our best to serve the Lord and to associate with and serve Vaishnavas, not only serve, but seek out the association of Vaishnavas and serve those Vaishnavas, the Lord, the pure devotee is pleased. Prabhupada created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why? To give association with devotees. He says that in the Nectar of Instructions, in the 4th verse. He said, I've created all these temples so persons can come together, practice Krishna consciousness, and exchange the 6 loving relationships between each other. He makes that one of the purposes for establishing this Krishna consciousness movement. Because it's all based on sadhu sangha. It's all based on sadhu sangha. Serving devotees, especially serving and pleasing the pure devotees, and in that the mood to become more and more attracted and to glorify the Lord becomes stronger and stronger. Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi Shanmayat Seva Vipa Purnya Tirtana Sevanat. By serving great souls, this is Sutta Goswami, he speaks in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, by serving great souls, great service is done. And by such service, one gets an affinity to hear the message of the Lord. So, therefore, when one devotee said to Prabhupada, I don't know. I'm not so attracted to Krishna. I don't know so much about Krishna. But I really love you. Prabhupada said that is perfection. That is perfection. Because if you love the spiritual master, what does the spiritual master stand for? He stands for service to the Supreme Personality. There's no other reason why the spiritual master, there's no other relationship between the disciple and the spiritual master. The spiritual master's teaching and about Krishna, how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to give up the things of this world that keep us away from loving and serving Krishna. And the disciple is simply trying to absorb those instructions and execute them in such a way that the spiritual master is pleased. So this verse is very... That's why he doesn't say take shelter of the pure devotee. He says smear the dust. Smear the dust. In the Nectar of Devotion, it says that there are three very powerful substances. What are the three substances? The Maha Maha Prasad. That prasadam that's offered onto the Lord's plate, on the plate of the Lord, which is given to the pure devotee spiritual master, and then whatever remnants are left, that is called Maha Maha. It says that one should do anything to get it. In the old days in Krishna consciousness, it was like that. Devotees would do anything to get it. But sometimes it went a little out of hand, stealing it so the other devotees couldn't get it. Sometimes Prabhupada's plate would be circulating around and the persons who would be circulating the plates around would just give a little bit to everybody and then the whole plate would disappear somewhere. But you have to appreciate the mood. But of course the way to do it was not exactly very Vaishnava. But the mood was, I want to get this. This is great substance. This substance can purify the heart immediately. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the 21-hour Mahaprakash Leela at the house of Srivas Thakur, he was talking and giving benedictions to all his devotees. He said he was so pleased with all the Vaishnavas. He said, please take a benediction for me. Whatever you want, I will give. The devotees were asking, please make my friend a devotee, please make my father a devotee. No one was asking for things from themselves. And they would say, please give Mukunda devotional service. And then one devotee said, please give your mother, Sachi Mata, pure love of God. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he became silent. And he started to become very deep in thought. And then he opened his eyes and said, my mother, she is an offender. Wow. You can imagine how the devotees felt. The Lord is saying his own pure mother is an offender. They couldn't believe it. They wanted to hear why. The Lord said, I had a brother. His name was Vishwaroop. He was going and hearing every day the talks of Siddhanta from Advaita Acharya. He wasn't interested in anything in this material world. My parents wanted to get him married. He wasn't interested. He was simply wanted to hear from Advaita. He would go every day to Shantipur and spend most of the day. After some time, he was gone. No one ever saw him. He left everything and he simply gave up all attachment to this world. My mother was heartbroken, but she had me as her son. So she said, she was thinking, if I could just make my son like I want him to be, he should get married, he should have a nice family, he can be a devotee. But I was going to Advaita also, and I was attracted to what he was saying, and I was listening, and I was becoming more and more detached from this world. My mother was becoming more and more unhappy. Now I'm losing my second son. There's none left. What will happen to me? You know how parents, they want grandchildren. My sister saved me. My mother said, "Where's the grandkids?" I said, "Talk to your daughter." So there was some savior in the family. I thank my sister for that. Because she did have two wonderful children. She was also, she was a Prabhupada's disciple too. She took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. And she had two children, and they were twins. They were born simultaneously, a boy and a girl. And so my mother was happy. There's some grandchildren there. And so Sachimata was thinking, this Advaita, he calls himself Advaita, but he's Dvaita. Advaita means non-dualistic, but he is Dvaita, he's dualistic. And he's cheating me out of my son. She didn't say it. She didn't say it. She simply thought it. But Lord Chaitanya, being the indwelling super soul in the hearts of all living, understood his mother's mentality. So when the devotees asked, "Give your mother pure devotional service," he responded, "She's an offender." She didn't commit an offense, but what was the Lord trying to say? The Lord was trying to say one should never even have ill thoughts towards another person. It's what to speak of a devotee. And then the Lord said, if she takes the dust of the lotus feet of a Dvaitacharya on her head, then she will be free from this offense. Advaitacharya is there. He's listening to this. He says, "My foot dust on Sachimata's head? No way. No way." He wasn't about to listen to that one. The kirtan started. The kirtan got ecstatic. Advaita fell unconscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at his mother. She got the signal. While he was unconscious, she just took that foot dust and smeared it all over her body. So here it says that, unless one smears the dust, that's what it says, upon the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely free from material contamination, one cannot really overcome the influence of the material energy. Even if you want to get out of this material world, you can't. Unless you did get that mercy from the pure devotee. The food, that the maha-maha-prasadam, the dust of their lotus feet, and the water that washes the lotus feet. These three substances, as mentioned by Nectar Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami, are so powerful that they can immediately give one pure love of God. We can study the scriptures, we can perform so many things, but if we can get the mercy of these substances, then all the benefits that we are trying to achieve through all our efforts in devotional service become mature. They become mature. Prahlad Maharaj is making this point very, very clearly. Only in this way can they take shelter and be freed from all contamination. So, we're hearing more and more about the glories of a pure devotee, just like Srila Prabhupada. Each year, it seems like, at least to my own experience, we learn more about Prabhupada. It's not like we know everything about Prabhupada. We read his books and we hear about how he started the movement and how many of his pastimes. But these are just a small drop in the ocean of Prabhupada's qualities and activities. The more we start to hear about Srila Prabhupada and what he gave to this society and his qualities, his glories, and everything that he did and his compassion, how he built this, the more our hearts become, what we say, attracted to his lotus feet. An attraction to the lotus feet of the pure devotee means perfection. That is perfection. So as our society goes on, year after year, we're starting to, what we say, distance ourselves from the Prabhupada era, at least in physical time proximity. But we should never distance, we should actually become more and more closer to Srila Prabhupada as time goes on. Because what he is, what he represents is perfection. What Prabhupada did is not what we say explainable. Can't be explained. It's not possible. Because it's Krishna working through his pure devotee to make all these things happen. As one great scholar, philosopher, professor at Harvard University said, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, is one in a million? No, one in 10 million. But that's even a small number. He's even less, he's even more than that. Prabhupada was commissioned by Krishna to do this work. The Shastras show that Krishna spoke to Ganga Devi 5,000 years ago and said, My dear Ganga Devi, in the future, a mantra upasanam, mantra upeksika, one who carries my mantra everywhere will appear in this world and he will teach people to chant my holy name. That was 5,000 years ago when Krishna appeared on the planet. He spoke to Ganga Devi. This Narada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing to Narada Muni. In the future, a Sanapati Bhakta will come and take Krishna consciousness all over the world. Sanapati means the general amongst the generals, the commander-in-chief of all the armies of Krishna-conscious devotees. And then, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted there would be a great soul who would come soon to bring this movement everywhere. That's Srila Prabhupada. So our life really centers around Srila Prabhupada, what he gave, what he taught, to worship him, to honor him, to hear more about him, to offer our prayers to Srila Prabhupada. And as I mentioned in class the other day, I think this was in Zagreb, and this is a very important part. For those of you, which I practically have all of you, I think, who are not direct disciples of Prabhupada, who are you are Shiksha disciples, you have more access to Prabhupada than we do, his disciples. And I'll explain that. And Prabhupada said that. He said, and he used a very simple analogy, the grandfather is more kinder than the father. The grandfather is more kinder than the father. And that's, if you see that, you know, the father may chastise the kid, but the grandfather spoils the child. There was a story where one devotee, he was Indian, he was a Brajabasi, and he was with Prabhupada, along with Prabhupada's disciples in Vrindavan. And his name was Bhagaji. He loved Prabhupada. Prabhupada loved him. He loved the devotees. He became part of our Krishna consciousness movement. One day, he used to cook for Prabhupada. Sometimes Prabhupada would ask for some halava in the morning. Usually Prabhupada took a little fruit. He took fruit. He took some sandesh. He took some fried chickpeas or sometimes fried cashews. That was Prabhupada's breakfast generally, very small. But sometimes when it was cold, he'd ask for halava. So this morning he asked for halava. And so Bhagaji had received this gift from a devotee who just came from America. He brought wheat germ. You know what wheat germ is? Can someone explain what it is? It's like a part of the wheat that's very nutritious. When they husk the wheat and they cultivate it and they dry it, one of the most nutritious part of it, and they make these little particles of wheat. And people in, especially in the West, America, they eat it for breakfast. It's very nutritious. Otrobi? That's what it's called? So he received some. He wanted to make it for, he said,
Prabhupada, I'm going to make wheat germ halava for Prabhupada. He's going to really like this. So he prepares it, he brings it into Prabhupada, puts it in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada looks at it and says, what's this? He said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, this is wheat germ halava, very, very nutritious. Prabhupada said, take it away. He didn't want to experiment. You can imagine. Now, Bhagavad Gita is very, very deep. So being rebuked like that, it practically destroyed his mind. He was so unhappy. He went into the temple, fell at the feet of the altar, and started to pray to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada's spiritual master. And he started to pray, and as it was explained, he was saying, I only wanted to please your disciple, and he was not pleased. Oh, he's not pleased. I'm so sorry, I must have offended him. And he was so unhappy. And then while he's praying to Bhaktisiddhanta, he hears Prabhupada calling from a distance, hey, Bhagavad Gita, bring the halava, bring the halava, bring the halava. So he did. The grandfather is more kinder than the father. So by praying to Prabhupada, you have your spiritual master, and that is important. But by praying to Srila Prabhupada, you'll get a lot of mercy. He's very, very kind. Very, very kind. And he's also very, very, what we say, lenient. The spiritual master can be, if a great soul is only lenient, he's not a great soul. If a great soul is only strict, he's not a great soul. This great soul has to be a combination of both elements and use both of those according to. Sometimes we want a spiritual master who is just really nice and just tells us how nice we are. Just pats you on the head and says, oh, you're so wonderful. But that's not a spiritual master. That's someone who's looking for followers, that's all. And then nowadays, this is what people want. They want to be told, you're okay. You got to chant Hare Krishna, and that's okay. Take prasadam, but you're a nice person. Prabhupada said, you're a rascal. Well, of course, he would say it in such a way that you would actually believe. He would. Just like there was one devotee. He had learned the whole Bhagavad Gita, all the verses, Sanskrit and English. So, and he would recite them, and the devotees were thinking, wow, this is nice. Prabhupada would really be impressed to meet this devotee. So he was not initiated yet, but he was associating. So one devotee brought him to Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, this devotee, he knows the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. He can recite any verse. When he was talking to Prabhupada, Prabhupada didn't even look at the guy. He was looking at the person who was talking to him and never looked at the other person. And he said, is there any service he can do? That's all he said. Give him some service. Don't try to impress the spiritual master. The humble service attitude is what really attracts the mind and mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. If we're just humbly trying, we may not be expert at things. We should be. We should try to be. But even if we're not, if we're simply trying to serve in the best possible way, sincerely, trying to please, that's all that counts. Everything else, and then, yasya devi para bhaktir, yata devi tata guru, tasyaita katite yarta. Thank you. This verse really sums up the whole success of one's devotional service. Complete faith in guru and Krishna simultaneously. When that happens, then there is no question of not being bewildered by the influence of the material energy. One is fixed. And that's from the Vedas.
That's not from the Shrutis, that's from the Smritis. That's not from the Smritis, I'm sorry, that's from the Shrutis. That's from the Sweta Sutara Upanishads, which is actually the Shrutis, the essence of the Vedas. So this is Prahlad Maharaja's compassion upon his father. He's simply saying, give up this material life. And in order to do that, go find a pure devotee and take shelter of him. Then you'll be happy, father. You have money, you have power, you have influence, you have everything material, but you are not happy. It's basically, you can see that when a person is materially successful and very powerful, generally they're not happy. They have this false sense of satisfaction that they present themselves with. Inside, they're miserable. Why? Because if they were happy, they wouldn't be doing the same thing they're doing. They'd be satisfied with it. But they're never satisfied. One who's happy is satisfied. If you give a simple person something, they're happy. If you give a person who's not so simple something, he's always thinking, what else are you going to give me? Maybe I don't want this. That's just the nature of one's consciousness. So a devotee is simply happy to have the opportunity for two things, to associate with devotees and to engage in devotional service. These two things are inseparable. They're inseparable. You can't have one without the other. You're associating with devotees and you're not engaged in service, then you really can't appreciate the association of devotees. Because how do you appreciate the association of devotees? By serving the devotees. By serving the Lord through serving his devotees. Then one really starts to feel the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Because that's our nature. That's our nature. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's compassion upon his father. And then tonight, we'll hear more about what happens. I mean, we can just take a little peek. Hiranyakashipu becomes even more angry. It says if you give milk to a snake, what happens? Poison increases, right? He takes milk. Prabhupada said milk's a very nice substance, very nutritious. Makes finer brain tissues. He said it's the miracle food for young babies and old men. Milk. But if you give it to a snake, his poison increases, that's all. So giving in good instructions to an envious person just makes them more envious. Like that. So we'll hear about that. And then you will see how now, after being totally humiliated by his son, who's a great devotee, he can't think of anything but to destroy Prahlad Maharaj. And then he goes on to try to do that. So we'll hear more about that this evening. Okay. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Panchatattva ki jai. Any questions or comments on anything? No questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.